right? Okay, so we're doing the Ron on Aleph, on the Rif. So he's explaining that, like Rashi says too, that Rabbah's explanation is based on his interpretation, his interpretation of the pasuk to include Hachana bidei shamayim. Now, the pasuk of a chinu es hashiyaviu is not universally interpreted to include the hachana that's referring to. What is the hachana that's being referred to? Ve'chinu es hashiyaviu, right? That's the preliminary question here. What's the ve'chinu? What must you do? So the other Amorayim learn. That's talking about Maisa. Right? That's talking about Maisa. It's Rabbah who interprets that pasuk to mean Hachana bepeh, which means a Hachana that's not a Maisa of the Gavra, basically. Correct? And once you, for some reason though, once you say that what does Rashi say? The Osar Achana She'ena Biyodayim Mamish. Right? Whatever the Pasuk is telling you that you must do, if you don't do it, it's going to be Osar. Right? So if it's referring to a Hachana that's not Biyodayim Mamish, then that means that if there was a Hachana that happened and that was not Biyodayim Mamish, right, if you fail to do this type of a hachana, then what? Well, it gets a little complicated, no? As I understand, bepeh. So I didn't say I wasn't mechen bepeh. So that's going to be awesome, right? But what does it mean that the pasuk is referring to a hachana? How does the Ran say? Hachana de memela. It's referring to a hachana de memela.
Even things that were
a Hachana de Memela, they were already... So the thing is, the Hachana de Memela happened, right? Let's just get the pshat straight. The Hachana de Memela did happen, right? So why is it Asur? Because it wasn't Achol. That was the problem. It was the Pasuk is telling you two things. It's telling you a type of Hachana, and it's telling you when the Hachana must occur. Right? Just the basic pshat. So, if you interpret the pasuk to include hachana dimemela, meaning not like a real creative act on the part of the gavra, right? So then it means that you need even that type of hachana, even the non-active hachana, and it must be b'chol. So where does the egg come in? So the egg is considered a hachana that's not biyodayim. It's a hachana de memela. So since hechina was referring to even hachanas that are memela, they must be on chol then, right? Or at least they can't be on a yanta for a Shabbos. Before the people that's preceding them. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, let's go. Let's get. What's difficult about this topic is that hachana is like a vague term, right? Difficult is hachana is somewhat of an undefined term, preparation. They're all like Chaim is saying, they're all kinds of preparations. So, what exactly do we mean by hachana? What's the limit over here? So that's what the Ran, that's why I want to do the Ran, because the Ran shows you a couple of elements that are necessary to have an Isra Hachana. Go ahead.
The whole
Esmodama. You know, the Ran keeps using the expression that it has to be done mibo yom ubachol. But that's Rashi Shita. The Ran himself rejects Rashi. Because the Ran himself says in the very same paragraph, if it was Yom Tov itself, then it would be fine. So he doesn't really hold it has to be Mi Ba'od Yom U'Bachol. It's not like a positive requirement of having been done ahead of time on a weekday. It's really a negative. It can't have been prepared on a different, on another Kedusha. I don't know why he keeps saying that.
Well, why does he say Mivod Yom? Doesn't it mean like, if it is Mivod
Yom? Yeah, it doesn't even have to be Mivod Yom. Huh?
That if it is
Mivod
Yom, it has to be Chol?
That if it's Mivod Yom, it has to be Chol. Okay, but it's different than Rashi, when Rashi says it, right? Go ahead. V'had itzrich le'meimar.
Yes, well, Dhamma, Yishim li'i hayom Dhamma la'mitzra.
Right, so that's what he says. So now, why does Rabbah have to say it was completed yesterday? So he says, because if it wasn't completed yesterday, rather it was completed today, that would be fine. Right? Because Shabbos is Mechina L'Atzma. So it's not really a requirement that you need something to be prepared ahead of time. But like Morris is saying, if it's ahead of time, it has to be on a chol. It's a complicated formulation. If it's ahead of time, it must be on a chol. Okay. All right. But this is not the part I wanted to focus on. The next part is what I want to focus on. Go ahead. Was yesterday as opposed to today. Right? So he's learning plain pshat. Yesterday as opposed to today. But if it was today, it would be fine. The problem is that it was from yesterday. That's what creates the problem. But if it was from today, it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, that's why it has to say yesterday. Now, why does it have to say gomra? Go ahead.
This is not the name of gomra. The e lo gomra. Alpha pishmi is gado lo mitzra. The hafte vianta bachar shabbos. Hechi e shafina. The lo toran is gava the shabbos. Ella de lo chashiva lam hachana.
Okay, so what's his point? This is a very, very important point in order to help us think about the whole inyan. So what's he explaining? Why does it have to say that the egg was completed on yesterday? Why does it have to say the egg was completed yesterday? Right? He says he's trying to be medayik. He's medayik in the lashon. Me'esmol gomra lo. Has to be me'esmol, because if it was from today, you wouldn't have an isser. It would be Shabbos mechina l'atzmo. And it had to dafko have been completed, because if there was no completion, then what? Then it would be mutter too. What's his raya? What's the opposite? What is the other choice? If it's not completed, then what's the other choice?
It's growing.
Right? If it's just the fact that it grew yesterday, then it would not be usher according to Rabbah. V'haraya. What's the raya? You can shech. Then if it was a problem, something grew on the Shabbos to have it on the Yontif, then it'd be usher to shech the animal on the Yontif after Shabbos, because it grew. Right, so you see, it's not a problem that the thing grew on the Shabbos, and that you're now using that growth on the Yontif. It's dafka because it became a new thing on Yontif on Shabbos. Oz mischadeshes beria chadasha legamri. Gomra means it became a new thing. So that's what he's saying. He's saying you need two things for Rabbah's Isser to materialize. Had to be that it was from Shabbos before Yom Tov, right? And it had to be that there was a Beriyah Chadasha that was completed, that came into existence. But if it wasn't from the day before, or if it's just an incremental growth, nothing qualitatively new, then it would be mutter. But why? I mean, it did prepare a little bit more for Yontif. It did get a little bigger. Right? It did get a little bigger. Bigger is better. All right, let's forget about the machlokas and the rishonim. Let's forget about the particulars right now, about whether it's dafka mivyojom bachol, or if it would be mutter on Shabbos itself, if it was nigmar on Shabbos itself. Let's just think for a minute about the idea of hachana itself. Okay, let's just think about the idea of hachana itself. What are the elements? What are the elements of hachana? What are the elements of hachana? So, for instance, we see two things. Two things presented by the Rishonim here. And again, I'm taking them just in a generalized sense, not worrying right now about the detailed differences. What are the two things that we see you need in order to have hachana? What are the two elements that are necessary in hachana? So one, the Ran says, is you need something that is new, right? Something that's nigmara. And what else?
From previous time.
And what? And what? And you need something chashuva in the future. Right? Mean to say, you need to preparation requires three things. First of all, it requires an event that you're preparing for, right? You need an event in the future. Let's put it this way: you need an event in the future, and you need what? And you need to bring an object into existence. Now let's put it more simply. What are the two elements of hachana? Hachana requires something that is existent in the future, an event that you're preparing for, and you need an object that you're preparing. Let's be the most simple, as simple as we can. Without those two elements, there's no such thing as hachana. If there's nothing that is, if there's nothing that's coming in the future, right? If there's no future event, then there's no preparation, right? So you need the future events. That's the first thing you need. Of course, they say, what are you preparing for? Prepare for what? You need something you're preparing for, right? And you also need an object that you're changing, right? There must be some change in an object, otherwise there's also no preparation. In other words, let's say there's a future event, but there's nothing more I can do. So then there's no preparation. There's preparation. Huh?
Is that a designation of change?
We can think about that. But I'm just saying, in the most, just if I tell you preparation, it necessitates two things. Right? Just the idea of preparation necessitates two things. It necessitates a future event, right? And it necessitates some sort of completion, some sort of change. If there's no future event, there's nothing to prepare for. And if everything is already exactly as it should be, then there's nothing to do. Right? Someone says. All right, so let's approach this a different way. I see it's not conducive to this type of shiur. I think we just have to go through it, through the shitas. We did the Rashi and the Rashba. Let's just compare Rashi and Rashba, huh? All right, let's focus on Rashi then. Okay, what's Rashi's shita over here? Rashi's learning what? Rashi's learning that it's an inyan of muktzah, correct? So how is he learning the pasuk? Ve'chinu es she'aviyu. So what does that demand? So what does that mean? So Suda Shabbos is chashuv. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So why does that bring in? The way Rashi's learning is that hachana and muktzah are intrinsically related, right? And what spawns them both? The Suda Chashuva, right? Once you have a Suda Chashuva, now that automatically, he says, that automatically sets up an inyan of muktzah, which is removed with hachana, right? That's the way Rashi sets up the Gemara, correct? That's why he says it doesn't make sense to say there'll be any need for a hachana on Shabbos for Sunday, because there's no Suda Chashuva on Sunday, and therefore there's no inyan of muktzah on Sunday. So what's the hachana for? Right? So the way Rashi looks at it, he says Suda Chashuva sets up the problem and the solution. Right? Suda Chashuva sets up the inyan of muktzah, which is resolved through hachana. Right? Which is removed through hachana.
How does it set up muktzah?
And what is the demand of hachana? And how does that tie in this poor chicken and the egg? What do they have to do with anything? So go ahead, Chaim. You've been thinking about this, I see. All right, well, let's look at it backwards. What would be wrong if I ate something on Shabbos I didn't prepare ahead of time? You go ahead, Morris.
When you're saying Suda Chashuv, you're getting that from the Roshi, where he says, Lo Chashiva, Lo Shayakama?
Right.
This is the Achshavei Rachmano Suda Shabbos.
Lo what?
The Achshavei Rachmano Suda Shabbos.
That's in the Vehechinu Rashi. What's interesting, what do you see about Rashi? You see Rashi holds that you need to find an idea of what Hachana is serving. All the Pasuk says is Vehechinu, right? Rashi holds it's not enough just to say there's a Gzeir Sakosav of Vehechinu. If there's a Chiyav of Vehechinu, it must be because of something. Right? It must be because there's a need. So what's the need? The need is muktzah. The need is to remove the muktzah. But then he's bothered, where does muktzah come from? Right? Apparently he traces it back to an idea of chashivas. Where does he see achshav rachmana l'suda Shabbos? He only sees that because the Torah says To be mechen ahead of time means that the Suda is chashuva. All right, it's not just the Suda, it's also because you have the Gemara in Pesachim. It doesn't just mean food, because the Gemara in Pesachim says the wood would be muktzah. Right? So maybe it's all things involved in the preparation of the Suda. But it's not just ochlin. So that's what I'm trying to say over here. That if I say you have to prepare, that means there's an event. You understand? That by itself means there must be something important in the future. That's what preparation implies. That's what preparation demands. Prepare for what? What does it mean? It means like this. let's just talk it out. Why is there no? Let's start in the end. Why is there no inyan of hachana from Shabbos to Sunday?
No events.
Because there's no event. The Suda of Sunday comes about on Sunday. When you wake up on Sunday, you think about eating on Sunday. Do you think about eating on Sunday on Shabbos? No. Why? Because it's not a Suda Chashuva. You understand? What does Suda Chashuva mean? Suda Chashuva means that it's not just a happenstance. Every day you eat. But that's just because at the moment, at this moment, you're hungry, so you eat. It's not like a future thing. It wasn't something that was mutal on you from 3 days ago, that I'm going to have this sandwich now on Monday for lunch. Why do I have this sandwich? I'm sorry, Danny. Sorry to talk about food. Why? Why am I... you weren't here for that?
No.
Okay. Why am I eating this food right now? Because right now I was hungry. It's a creation of the moment. It's a creation of the moment. That's all it is. Correct? But Shabbos lunch is not like that. The Sudas Shabbos is not like that. You don't have Sudas Shabbos because you happen to be hungry right now and it's Shabbos, so it turns out to be a Sudas Shabbos. Sudas Shabbos itself is an event. Right? Like at a wedding. It's not just happens to be a meal because you're at a wedding and you're hungry now. You don't throw it together at the last minute. Right? Not like, oh, we're getting married. Oh, let's have something to eat now. Right? No, it's a Sudas Chashuva. It's a Sudas Chashuva. I don't have to explain any more than that. It's a priori. Everybody understands what I'm talking about. So, why they're in. Okay, so that's part of the idea of Shabbos, that you don't just happen to eat on Shabbos, right? You don't just happen to eat on Shabbos. The Suda itself is Chashuva. Meaning to say, it's an existence even before the need. Understand? A regular meal doesn't really exist until the need arises. It's not, it doesn't have any reality from the day before. Today's lunch has no reality from the day before. So there's no inyan of preparing. You can't say anything I'm doing yesterday has a bearing mamela on what I'm doing on today's lunch. But Sudas Shabbos is different. Sudas Shabbos exists from really the Sunday before, right? That's Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, right? Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. That you should already start preparing every day, all week long. You prepare for Shabbos, the Sudas Shabbos. So Sudas Shabbos has a reality even before the pangs of hunger strike. On Shabbos, okay? So that sets up an inyan of hachana. That means to say now that there's an inyan of hachana, because there's something to prepare for, correct? But Rashi's saying that also creates an isser of muksa. It's interesting. It also creates an isser of muksa. How? Because now we're saying the Sudas Shabbos is not just an existence of the moment, right? It's something that is there's a reality beforehand, and the Torah requires vehechinu. Torah requires a preparation. In other words, it requires. Just like it existed beforehand, just like it was a reality beforehand, it has to also be created beforehand. It has to be given its particulars beforehand. And anything that was not included from before, anything that was not prepared from before, is not roy to be used for that suda. Because that's also part of the chashivas. Part of the chashivas means that it exists before to be prepared from before. You understand? Things that happen and things that just happen are thrown together in the last minute. But something that's chashuv exists from before, and part of the chashivas is that it is prepared from before. So in order to, because of the su'uda, because of the chashivas of su'uda Shabbos, it's shayach to an inyan of preparation, and anything that was not appointed for it from beforehand would just be something that you threw together in the last minute. That would not be part of the, that would not be an inyan of chashivas. That would be an inyan of stam suda. Suda Shabbos can't be a stam suda. So what is roy for the suda Shabbos? Only those things that were designated for it ahead of time. In other words, the whole meal is different. Everything is different. It's not just the food of the moment. So that's the way Rashi's learning, that without a preparation ahead of time, you must designate ahead of time that which is Suda Shabbos. Anything that was not designated ahead of time as part of your Suda Shabbos just partakes of the regular Suda of the moment. But Shabbos is not that. That would be a distortion of the whole Suda Shabbos. If you just eat whatever you happen to find on the day, that would not be a Suda Chashuva. That would be a Suda of the moment. Okay? I mean, so it comes out, according to Rashi, you're going to have to learn, according to Rashi, against all the other Rishonim. That, according to Rashi, if it was Nigmar Hayom, it would definitely not be good. It would 100% be not good. That would be the worst possibility, Nigmar Hayom, right? But that's because Rashi learns Ninyan of Muktzah, like the Baal HaMor says. The Baal HaMor says, if you're going to learn Ninyan of Muktzah, then you have trouble with the Gemara and Erevin. Okay, so fine. Rashi will have to find the teretz of the Gemara and Erevin. But that's definitely, if you learn this in Inyan of Muktzah, it means that the Hachana is necessary to define the Suda Shabbos ahead of time. And that's part of the Chashivas of the Suda. That it exists ahead of time. And it's satisfied ahead of time. And it's determined ahead of time. That's all part of the chashivas of Suda Shabbos. Okay? That's why Memela is involved. Okay? That is why, that's the way Rabbah is learning. It has nothing to do with Maisa Malacha. It has everything to do with designation. Okay? All right. That's fine. It's all fine and good. But still, how does the egg come into this picture? That's a good question. Right, so why does it have to be on the chol, though? Right? That's Danny's question. It's a good question. Why couldn't it be from a yontif, too?
Yontif has his own suda.
Truthfully, Rashi never really answers that question. Right? I mean, he just makes that posits that. Since shishi is stam chol, the demand of the achana is from chol. But is there a logic to it? Rashi never really tries to explain it, right?
You're saying Shabbos is an event, so that means like this is the.
Okay, so Chaim is saying it's just not a yom that's roi for Hachana, because it has its own, activity. Since it has its own, you don't. Hachana means on a day that's free. That's a day that's roi. You need the event ahead of time, but the Torah demands of you achana on a day that's best suited for it.
So you just can't do achana on that day?
I mean, he's not doing it.
One second. So that's what's interesting. You could, right? I mean, you could. That's why you need Xeris HaKosov that says that's not achana. Without Xeris HaKosov, you wouldn't be able to figure this out. But Xeris HaKosov is telling you the Hachana must be, that's what Rashi says, Mi ba'od yom u'bachol. How does he say u'bachol? He says, because shishi stam, does he have that? Yom ha-shishi, stam shishi cholu. And that is the chashivas, that is part of the chashivas, that it must be prepared from a day that is roi for preparation. Anything, if you leave it till the day of Shabbos that's beforehand, or day of Yontif that's beforehand, that's a half-hearted preparation. Because because all of your resources are not at your disposal. To prepare in a day where you don't have the full resources at your disposal is not a real preparation. It's a half preparation, but that's not the Torah demanded the full preparation. So that's the mean be ba'od yom u'bachol. Okay. You're right. Right, I mean, it comes out to be an amazing idea, according to this Rashi, that the only right that you have to eat on Shabbos is because you recognize the Suda Chashuv of Shabbos. Right? You do not have a right to have a Stam meal on Shabbos. So now it comes out like this, that since you need to eat the Suda Chashuva, that's the only kind of achila that there is on Shabbos, and Suda Chashuva demands a preparation ahead of time, and that preparation ahead of time must be from Chol. Okay, must be from Chol. Therefore, he's saying that if the egg is completed, so now he's saying it like this. Now he's coming down to another. Now that's another question: is how do we view the egg? How do we view the egg? So let's take a regular chicken or cow, like the Ron said. Why don't you say that if my cow got fatter on Shabbos? 2% of it was not prepared from chol. Oh, so how's it work out? Right, okay, so like Johnny's saying, you must say that what? That achana is on the whole cheftz and not on the substance. But hold on, let me just think 1 second here. All right, let's just go with it a little bit. But by the egg, what's the problem? Comes out that when I'm eating this egg on Yontif, so I'll say, where was the prior preparation of this egg? Okay, so the problem is it never existed before on the day of Chol. It never existed on the day of Chol. So that means to say that its whole preparation came about from the Shabbos before. Now, since its own preparation came about from the Shabbos before, it's not a problem. It's not that the chicken was over an Isser, preparing from Shabbos to Yontif, right? It's that since it didn't exist beforehand, right, the form that I have now, the egg that I have now, as an ochel, did not exist beforehand, it was not possible to be included in any hachana from beforehand. Correct? So now I say, well, what right do I have to eat this egg? Where was its designation as part of my Suda Shabbos? You understand, I cannot engage in any achila Shabbos unless it's an achila chashuva. And achila chashuva needs a hachana mibo jom bachol. So the egg that is nolad on the yontif before on the Shabbos before yontif, or the yontif itself, would be the same problem. That its lack of existence from beforehand, the fact that it didn't exist from beforehand, didn't allow it to have any designation. And did not allow it to become part of a Suda Chashuva. Right? That's right. In other words, this interpretation of Rashi means that the only problem with the egg is simply a lack of a designation. That's all. There's nothing to do with an Isser of Shabbos to Yontif, or Yontif to Shabbos. It's just that it lacked its proper appointment and designation as a Suda Shabbos. Anything that's not kavua as Suda Shabbos is not Suda Shabbos. And the kavias of Suda Shabbos must be on something that's existent, mibo jom bachol. But since the beitza was non-existent, mibo jom bachol, it simply has no designation shel Shabbos, so it's going to be a muktzeh d'oraisa. So that's what Rashi means, right? He says, V'yafal gav debide shemayim hu, even though the hachana was not in your hands, It's still asur. Why? Diboinon calls to the Shabbos v'sudas yom tov shumazumas umuchams miyudyom shachol. Because it has nothing to do with asiya. Not an isra of asiya. Right? Ve'chinu is not saying that it's mutter to do this maisa on chol and usher to do a maisa that's not on a chol. There's two ways to learn ve'chinu. Ve'chinu eisa sheyovil means you can do this maisa because it's shishi, right? But if it were not shishi, there'd be an isser. But then to say bidei shemayim is very difficult because who's the isser on? Rashi's not learning. Rashi's saying no. The reason why this beitza is aser, even though there's no asiyas hagavra, it's all bidei shemayim, is because there's a need that's simply not fulfilled. Right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that it's not an issue of maisa. It's an issue of sudas, Shabbos, and Yom Tov need to be mizumanos u'muchanos mivodyom shachol. And since there was an asiyah, now here's the key part though. You need an asiyah bidei shemayim. Why? You still need the concept of asiyah bidei shemayim. Why? Because if there were no asiyah bidei shemayim means something new is created. You understand? That's what we refer to by the asiyah bidei shemayim. It means to say something was created, something new is coming into existence. There is a new chefza that needs a hachana and didn't have it. Without the idea of asiyah, without asiyah bidei shemayim, then there'd be nothing that would need a hachana. You understand? I think that's what the focus on asiyah bidei shemayim is. It would be simply like the cow growing. You don't say that's an asiyah bidei shemayim. Asiyah means something is accomplished, something new is created. You understand? The problem is that there was an asiyah bidei shemayim, which means a new chefza emerged, which now demands to have been, now demands a shame of Shel Shabbos, but it didn't have it because when the asiyah occurred, when the chefza emerged, it wasn't possible to get its necessary shame. So it's not because, it's not that the asiyah bidei shemayim is an iser, is an oser, you understand? But the asiyah bidei shemayim means something new has emerged, you understand? Which needs a hachana that it simply didn't have. Right? That's nigmara. Nigmara means, that it was gomra me'esmol. Gomra me'esmol means that we consider gomra me'esmol a qualitative change. Meaning to say, it is an asiyah. And once it's an asiyah, it needs a hachana. But that hachana wasn't capable of being chal, because the asiyah occurred on a day that's not roi for hachana. Right, that's what he means. What does he mean? V'rabba de'osar b'hachana she'ne b'yadayim mamish. What does that mean? It means to say, what does it mean that he asers things that are not a hachana b'yadayim mamish? It means to say it has nothing to do with an asiyah. The isser has nothing to do, the isser has nothing to do with an isser maisa. Right? It has nothing to do with Nisr Maisa. It has to do completely with the fact that what? What is he referring to when he says that Rabba asers? Just what is he referring to? Pshat. And Rabba who asers hachona sheinu b'yadayim mamish. Meaning to say, if something occurred, right, that would be considered a hachona, meaning to say, something is produced. That's what I was trying to get at in the beginning, right? If that hachana means something, hachana has two things. You have to have a goal that you're working towards, but it also requires a change, right? Hachana sheinu b'yadayim
Mamish means to say if some change occurred that prepares something for a future event, right? But it happened on a day that's not roy for the shame of that event, then Rabba would still say it's Asr. So that's Rabba's Shita. That since you need Hachana, since you need a designation and a determination of the Suda Shabbos ahead of time, and that ahead of time has to be on a Chol, okay? So then any element that's necessary for that designation, if that occurred on a yom that's not roy for the designation, would result in an isser. So translating it into real objects, the completion of the egg, b'mo'e ima, on Shabbos, is something necessary for a designation of the egg to be Suda Shabbos. You can't have the designation of Suda Shabbos before that hachana. Before that real hachana. Before it comes into existence, that's part of its hachana. If I say prepare something for this day, so you have to do two things. You have to bring it into existence and appoint it for this particular reason. So he says, that's Rabba Shita, that anything that has an identity of the process of Hachana that was not done on a yom that's roy for Hachana results in Isser. So it doesn't matter if it's Biyadayim Mamish or Bidei Shamayim. It makes no difference. Either way, it's going to result in an object that is lacking in its designation of Suda Shabbos. So that's exactly what's happening with the egg. It is emerging as an object that's roy for a particular designation on a day that it cannot get that designation. So then it enters Shabbos undefined. If it were Nigmara 3 days earlier, it would be fine. Which is interesting. Because where's the hazmana bepeh? That's a funny thing, right? Inside the chicken, where's the hazmana bepeh? But what do you say? What do you say to that question? What does Rashi mean by hazmana bepeh? Does Rabba really insist you run around and say mikan ani ochel, mikan ani ochel? So I was thinking maybe hazmana bepeh just means when the shame is chal on it. When it's at the point that we would call it an egg. You understand? When it enters the realm of dibur. That's hazmana bepeh. Doesn't mean literally that you use your peh now, but it's a name that the peh has designated ahead of time. The fact that we have a word of eggs is hazmona bepeh. Anything that has the shame beitza is already bechlal the hazmona bepeh.
How's that preparing though? Like we're talking about being meich in the suda.
That's the only problem. It doesn't say anything about Shabbos, but. But it doesn't. It's hard to say. Rabba's going to require you to run around all Friday. Say I'm going to eat from this tomorrow. I'm going to eat from this tomorrow. Has to enter Shabbos as a roi ochel already, as an ochel that was defined bepeh, an ochel that's bechlal the dibur gavra. All right, but take a look though for tomorrow. Let's take a look at the Rashba, okay? The Rashba learns differently from Rashi, okay? And he learns, just in general, like this, that what? That it has nothing to do with Muktzah, right? Like the Ran was laying out. It has nothing to do with Muktzah. And if the egg were born, were considered Nigmara on Shabbos, it would be fine. It would be great. So what is the problem? You can't say that you need it to be mechin mibo jom bachol, because you don't need to be, doesn't really need to be mibo jom at all. It could have even been on today. So it's not an idea of a suda chashuva in the same way that Rashi's learning, that it had to be prepared ahead of time, or else it's not roy for the suda Shabbos, right? He learned some other iser, some other idea that it's simply its achana can't be on another Yom Kodesh. Okay, its achana can't be on another Yom Kodesh. We have to think about that. I have to try to work out that Rashba. Yeah, from it's not. But the difficulty with the Rashba is he also has to resort to the idea of suda chashuva. But his suda chashuva is funny. It doesn't really demand a hachana. It's just like if you do a hachana, it can't be on another Yom Kodesh. But it doesn't demand a hachana ahead of time.